Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. Also, the Odyssey app is free for your phone. Put that on your phone. Easy to do. And you can listen to the podcast after the program. Have we ever talked about that ordinance in North Glen where they're banning the number of pets you can have or limiting? Do you remember this?
No. I don't think so.
It takes effect this year. You're only allowed 4 pets at North Glen. And if you get more than 4 and they find out, they come and take them away from you.
Does that include fish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question.
It says a new limit on number of dogs and cats.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got 4 goldfish, you're fine.
Okay.
You're not. There's no limit on the goldfish.
Yeah, because an aquarium has usually more than 4. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little pushy, isn't it?
Why? I don't even get this.
All right, listen.
Okay. North Glen is limiting how many pets people can have. It will be narrowed down to 4 starting in August. This new ordinance means if you live there, you can have up to 4 dogs, 4 cats, or a combination, totaling no more than 4. The city says it's making the change in response to complaints about noise and waste in some of their neighborhoods. If somebody already has more than that, they can apply to get an exemption. The city points out other cities and towns in Adams County have limits on pets. Commerce City allows no more than 4, same with Thornton. Aurora's less strict, allowing up to 4 dogs, 5 cats, 3 ferrets, and 2 rabbits.
Oh man, Aurora, you're rebels.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, me either.
I had 6 at one time.
I know you did.
I had 4 dogs and 2 cats.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that 4 should be a limit, honestly.
Really?
Can you handle more than 4 if you don't live on a farm?
That's
a lot of crap in your house.
Yeah, but if you've got small dogs, maybe it's not so bad. Or 2, let's say you have 3 small dogs and 2 cats. Then you're over the limit. They come to your house and you got to point the one you want to get rid of.
Yeah, but are they really going to know about the 2 cats? Because you don't take them outside to poo.
I don't know. I guess somebody
could
turn
you in.
Someone's
going to have to turn you in.
Yeah. But somebody could turn you in, I guess. I had no idea those laws were in effect here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. It just seems a little bit overbearing to me.
But we have this neighbor that has 3 golden retrievers, and they bark all the time. And they just bark with each other, you know? It's like, arf, arf. Oh, you said something. Arf. It's like, shut up.
They just egg each other on.
Yeah,
so
that's a lot.
Yeah. And as it said in that story there, I guess these rules and regulations are all over the city. I mean, I had no idea.
I don't know how you guys live with, when you did. I don't know how you lived with all those animals.
I wouldn't do it again.
That must have been a zoo.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
No, I can't sit here and say, oh, it was wonderful. No, it was not. It was not.
Right?
Keeping up with the dogs, keeping up with the 2 cats, it was.
Yeah.
And the cats, you know, take care of themselves for the most part. But you still got to clean up after them, right?
Yeah.
And then to have 4, I'd never do it again.
Wasn't it just loud all the time?
Yeah, and if, like you said, if you're on a farm, if you're up there in, Summit County somewhere, you got 6 dogs, no problem.
We always go with Weld, BJ. Weld County.
Let's go with Greeley. You folks in Greeley, you can handle
there you
it.
Go.
You can handle it. In Littleton, not so much. Not so much. No, it was miserable.
Yeah,
it really was.
And it seemed like there'd be so much crap in your yard.
Now, and now I've only got two dogs and it feels like too much.
You know, you can hire a service that'll scoop up all your poop.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What?
No, I know you can. I see them in the neighborhood.
Because I just have this visual. I feel like there's some stuff going on back there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Stuff going on.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it's 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Man, this week has gone by fast.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Have you noticed that?
That is just creepy.
What?
Because I thought today was Wednesday.
I did, too.
You did?
When I woke up this morning.
Yeah. That is so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why sure that is. Okay.
And then I got here this morning and, you know, realizing it's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's like, man, some weeks are so slow.
They are slow.
But, man, this week has flown by. I don't know if it's because it's opening, you know, opening
Maybe.
Day down at the ballpark.
It feels like something's going on. It's exciting.
Know. It's sizzling right by.
Baseball
Speaking of opening day, tomorrow, first pitch, 110 at Coors Field. I got to tell you. Of all the ballparks I've ever been to.
It's 210. BJ.
210?
Yeah,
210. 210 tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
For the ball game. Coors Field may be the best field I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's
that
nice,
place
isn't
is
it?
Sweet.
It is sweet.
I don't know who came up with the idea to do the bricks, but the bricks are awesome.
Yeah.
It's great down there.
Looks like authentic old-time, you know, baseball field.
It does.
Yeah.
It's got that feel to it. So tomorrow, 210, right? First pitch.
Well, somebody texted that. Should we believe them?
No, I just checked it.
I have no idea.
I checked it before I said anything. Okay, it's 210.
Well, you're going to the game.
I am. But we're going right after the show.
I assumed 110 because the party for our sister station is from 11 to 1.
Gotcha. And that
so
would
I
make
thought,
sense.
Okay. Then you walk across the street. 10 minutes later, they throw the pitch. But
that
I guess not.
Why? So they're kicking everybody out at 1?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Can't stay here, but you got to get out.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you take the party on up till 2 or all afternoon?
Or, just the entire afternoon.
Yeah, just do the entire. But no, they're doing 11 to 1 for their party.
Whack-a-doodle-doo.
Then you got to hit the door.
Yeah. Bye.
Get the hell out of here. So you're going to the game tomorrow.
I am,
you and the girls are going to stay downtown.
Yep.
Man, that's trouble.
Yep.
How many girls?
Well, no, it's also boys too.
Okay,
girls.
And, oh, girls and couples.
There's girls. And, well, some of them aren't couples. Some of them are single, and some of them are couples. And so, you know, it's
smorgasbord.
It's a mixed bag.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. And so, what? And so,
what are the arrangements like? I mean, do you have one room everybody's piling up in, or what?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Have you ever heard of an orgy?
That's the after party.
You got an extra ticket? No, Spadil wants to go. No.
Right.
Yeah, Spadil wanted to go.
Yeah, so that's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown, the vibe down there on opening day is incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I've never been.
I can't believe you've ever. I know I already said that. I'm a broken record, but the fact that you've never gone.
I've never been.
You're like Mr. Colorado.
I will say this. I've never been to the game. I've been down there on opening day because our radio station used to do different parties down there.
Okay, that's fair enough.
We'd have all this theme stuff. So I would go down there and maybe watch a couple of innings on the big screen television and get the hell out of there.
That's like going. I mean,
But I've never been in the ballpark for the flyover and all the pageantry that takes place.
And don't forget my biggest pet peeve. My biggest pet peeve.
I know.
Yeah.
Onions.
It's that time of year, the trough of disgustness.
And it's so gross.
It's so gross. And everybody drops their spoon. I know.
Delicious.
They drop their spoons in there.
And it's open. It's just open.
It's open. It's got mustard squirt in it. And all
people
that.
Are sneezing by it.
It's so nasty. And they
Carson,
so you hold the end of a spoon, right? The plastic spoon to use it to put your onions on. You hold it. And then they drop it in there. That means all those 4 or 5 fingers are in there.
And it's like the tiniest spoon you could ever have. It's like a kid's spoon.
It is.
You can't tell me you've never... Now, I believe Jamie, because I know Jamie, okay? But I also know you. You can't tell me that you've not been at least 5 Trulies deep. And am I on the right path here?
You're on the right
All
path.
Right, listen to me. Hey, Spadil, am I right?
Oh, that sounds like
okay.
Carson.
Yeah. 5 Trulies deep, and you get yourself a hot dog to just smear all over your face. And you're telling me that you're going to walk by the relish and the onions and all this, and you're not going to get in there because it's too nasty.
I hate onions.
You've done.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, I've done stuff like that with ketchup all day. If there's a vat of ketchup, I'm digging my face in there.
I just don't understand why they don't do it like the Dodgers. The Dodger dog system is the right kind of system.
You'd think the entire MLB would have that thing.
Yeah, and I even tweeted them. I'm like, follow the Dodgers, man. They got a crank, and it's got a lock on it. So you can't do anything to their onions. You
can't mess with it.
No, it's got a lock on it, and you crank it, and it...
Well... Every year, yeah, I get you, and why they don't have that, I have no idea. But every year, they revamp the menu down there, and this year, they've done the same thing, and they have several things that they've really upscaled the ballpark, if you think about it.
Yeah,
they put all these restaurants.
I kind of don't like that part. You know, like when
I never order it.
When they get all shishi poo-poo, I just need a hot dog and a beer.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Just give me the hot dog. But some of those things that they add to the menu, just not. It doesn't feel ballpark.
They got a brand new like Wazi burger.
Oh,
and...
yeah. Actually, it's what is that, Schmidl?
It says it's a toasted potato bun, half pound beef patty, sliced cheddar cheese, bacon, sauce, lettuce, and a tomato.
Yeah.
Give that to me.
Yeah.
I got some boom boom sauce. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't even want to think about
Yeah,
I don't either.
Your boom boom sauce.
I don't either. That sounds yucky, to be honest.
All right, if you've got tickets to the game tomorrow, all right, let me give you just what they're saying about the weather. A lot of people asking questions, hey, is the game going to be snowed out? No, it's not going to be snowed out. They're going to get the first pitch off, but the snow should start maybe third, fourth inning, according to Fox 31. And you will get snow tomorrow. Will it completely snow the game out, later in the game? I doubt it. But you at least get the first pitch in. Yeah. You're in.
It's just an experience. Just go no matter what. I can't believe some of our friends are already canceling.
No kidding.
Yeah, we had three cancel. It's going to be too cold.
Debbie Downers.
Well, it's Colorado. Yeah.
Bundle up. It'll be fine.
Oh, my
all right,
gosh.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
And I got a reason to bring this up here, Jamie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you've got a 401k.
Let's not talk about this.
Market's not doing so well today.
It's not
doing so
this.
Well today. Well, I got a question for you. I'm not going to get in deep. It gets boring.
I wonder if it hurts, like, if you jump out of the 11th story.
I don't know, but I'll push if you want. I mean, I'm here to assist. I'm your friend.
Thank you.
Look,
thank
the market you. Is taking it in the shorts today, okay?
Okay.
I mean, right in the old... Keister,
yeah,
okay? All right, so it's rough out there, folks, okay? Just hang in there. Everything's going to be okay. It'll come back. Don't worry about it. It's all good, good, good. But I do have a question for you. Now, what is it those two terms they use? One's a bull and the other one's a goat or a turd?
A bear.
Bear.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the second one.
Yeah.
I knew it was goat, turd, something like that. But
bull and bear. You want a bull market.
Okay, so today is a bear?
Yes.
Now, a bear is pretty ferocious, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do they use bear? Why wouldn't they use, like, goat, donkey, something like that?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah,
very bad.
I've tried to cheer her up. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, I mean, funny, goat, donkey.
Yeah, this is fun. I couldn't even hear you.
Oh, this might do it.
Oh, my God.
Today is National Burrito Day. Now,
yay!
Granted, it falls on a day you can't afford it now. But it is National Burrito Day, which means there are certain places that you can get a free burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure what app you have to download, what hoops you have to jump through.
You know what that was funny that you said when I heard you talking about being mad about the apps and stuff?
Yeah.
You said, it's just embarrassing to have that app. And I thought, who grabs your phone and looks at all your apps?
My wife and my son. Don't you think it is, though? Let's say that you lent me your phone for something, okay? Like a few minutes ago, you wanted me to give my phone because you could take that whole voice thing off, okay?
Right.
But if you grabbed my phone and you looked at the front of it, and it had five fast food restaurants on the front page, apps, okay?
Yeah.
Would you look at me like, really? That's you live that life that you have five fast food apps on your phone?
To be honest, I don't think I would care.
I think I'd judge.
I would just think you're hungry all the time.
No, I would. I would judge you. I would judge you because apps.
And not only that, it wouldn't be on your first page. It would be like on your, because I'm looking at what kind of food I have. I have Domino's in here. I have the Domino's app because it's just easy to order a Domino's from my phone, you know?
It's not necessarily that somebody would see the apps on my phone. I would feel bad myself just looking at it and seeing those apps on there.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't want fast food apps on my phone.
Even though you're going to save money if you use them and stuff?
Yeah, because a lot of them, you do save
a lot
of money.
He's so rich, he doesn't need it.
No, I don't need it. I don't need it. I bet on the other side of the market that it would crash. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I'm that guy at the craps table that bets against you that you're going to crap out. I got all my money on that.
Yeah,
right?
You did a good job. Yeah.
What is it called? Playing on the dark side? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. No, okay. I don't have the apps, but it is National Burrito Day. I know Qdoba, Chipotle, other places also have deals today.
Chipotle, it looks like you don't have to download the app. You just go to this website called unlockburritoday.com, and you play a little game that they have that's just like a burrito vault game is what they call it, and you just get a code.
It ended yesterday. It went from March 31st to April
2nd. Son of a bitch, isn't that my life story?
Why would it
today?
Not be today?
Well,
because they're dumb.
Today is National Burrito Day.
You're supposed to get the codes by today.
Oh, okay. See, you got to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
You got to play games, man.
Beforehand.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
They're always, they got a little shyster game going on. They always do. Just to get a free friggin' burrito. No, I'm not playing you games. Not going to play the games. Not going to play the games.
Fine. Everything's fine. I'm sad. I know a lot of people are sad because your 401ks are affected too.
I'm not even looking at mine.
You know what? Yeah. Can I say something? My mood just changed so much. I recommend nobody look.
I saw you logging in on your thing and I was like, no, Jamie, don't do it. But there was a story from Fox scrolling across the thing and I was like, man, she's going to log in and look and it's just going to be bad news.
I told her not to do it.
I know. There's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to. I just signed off.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna be happy.
It's out of our control,
right? Like, just be happy.
It'll come back. You'll get it.
Well,
all
I don't know how long it's gonna take to recoup that kind of money.
It's hard to be happy if you're Jamie right now. I'm not gonna lie.
It might take a couple months, 10 years
to recoup that. But it's fine. I'm fine. Yay!
All right, I want to play this Wendy Williams audio. Okay.
Okay. What happened?
She was banging on the window again. She's kind of like you this morning, banging on a window, screaming, help, help. Wendy, here's the thing, though. I watched the video. She looks fine to me. I just don't understand
all
this.
That's what Harvey Levin from TMZ has been saying all along. He did a whole special about it, and that she's completely cognizant. Is that the right word? Cognitive. I don't know. She's smart. She's got it together.
She does.
Yeah.
She's got all her senses, man. Yeah. And I'm watching this video. She's actually smiling, laughing, looks great, not screaming and crying, none of that crap. She looks great in this. And how they keep her locked up, I don't understand. Well, the Free Wendy movement, did you know that's out there?
Oh, it is
the
good.
The Free Wendy movement.
It's so weird. Like that, you know, you brought up a great point. Like, how is it that we can just keep, not we don't have her, but like they can do that to her.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like these free blank movements. They remind me of
Willie.
That's what I'm saying.
He was a good one.
It reminds me of Free Willie. It's like all these are whales. Right?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I didn't like the Free Britney. I don't like the Free Wendy.
You're so funny. I'm the one that's supposed to be in a bad mood. You were bitching off the air about all these influencers. Everybody's an influencer. This guy has 125 people and they're calling him an influencer.
It's overused. Everything goes viral. Everything.
I think it's overused.
I hate apps.
Yeah. That guy.
More free people.
he left a Coca-Cola for some people that don't have clothes.
What?
Some people on an island.
Okay, get stick with later. Wendy. Okay.
Right, go back to Wendy Williams. Yeah. Wendy Williams banging on the window. The Free Wendy movement is outdoors shouting her name, wanting her released.
We're here on West 35th Street right now. The building that you see right behind me, Christian, if we can zoom up to that window. For most of this morning, we've been here all morning. Most of this morning, Wendy Williams has been at that window waving to the fans.
Sounds like her,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
I don't know.
That have been out here supporting her and demanding an end to her guardianships, saying that she should have her freedom.
The struggle is against the judges. The guardians are mere puppets.
Guardianship has to end.
Look at how wonderful she looks behind that glass window. She looks bright, smart. She has nothing wrong with her. This is false imprisonment. She should not be kept locked up. Free Wendy.
Why do you think there's such a big crowd out here today?
Everyone loves Wendy. They're Wendy fans. She needs advocacy and support because otherwise, who else is going to do it for her?
in the video, she looks great.
Yeah.
Hey, what stops my wife from doing that to me one day?
Nothing.
Just call it the guys with a straight jacket and show up at the house.
Well, did you see that Kanye and his wife Bianca broke up again because she tried to have him committed?
She did?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen to me.
I know.
My wife. Lisa's going to call one day. What's it called? Baker Act?
What?
Is it called Baker Act?
Oh, I don't know what the name is.
5250.
I think
it's 5250.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they can just take you without,
and
you know.
And then she'll be, you know what she'll do?
5150.
That's
5150.
It.
Yeah.
5250.
I think it's 52.
It's 5150. This refers to the initial 72-hour involuntary psychiatric.
All right, 51.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Van Halen had an album named that, remember?
Anyway, we are semantics. Here's the thing, what she's going to do. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. All right, so you'll be like, oh, I don't know where I am. You'll be Joe Biden, okay?
Yeah.
And then she's going to take your hand and say, I need you to sign this. I need you to sign this. And
right.
You'll be like, well, what is it? And you'll be like, it's for a free burrito.
Because right. You don't want right. to use an app.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Catch me off guard. You know, catch me off guard.
Right.
I'll put down my pudding pop.
Yeah.
And then grab a pen.
Yeah.
I'll grab a pen and I'll sign it. Mm-hmm. And that's all the access is what you're getting at,
yes,
right?
It is.
And then the next thing you know, these dudes are going to show up. Doors mm-hmm. at the door, you know?
Yeah.
And they're going to come in and say, hey, try on this new jacket your wife bought you.
Oh! Oh my God.
And I'll be like, man, the arms kind of wrap around you. That's kind of weird,
and
man.
And they say, it's hey, a little
why,
hug.
Why are you buckling it back there?
Because it's a little hug for yourself.
Oh, yeah. This is a love yourself jacket. Okay? So you put this on, and next thing you know, you're in the back of a frigging car, and you never see home again.
Nope, ever. It happened to my uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm getting scared.
Uncle Charles. We had
Charles?
To, Uncle Charles.
They had to come and get him?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He was like a little bit like, it was sad. And he didn't like sandwiches. He got really mean.
I like sandwiches. All right. Wendy Williams, go look at the video if you get a chance.
But you know
because
what?
I'm telling you, she looks good.
If Lisa does that to you and she has you sign a power of attorney and she takes all your money and everything, which probably is likely to happen, I will hold a sign out of the home. Free BJ.
A chick holding a sign saying free BJ, probably not a good idea. Just say it.
BJ and Jamie.
I agree with you. BJ and Jamie here, by the way, straight from the Belco Studios. We did a ribbon cutting yesterday. Happy birthday to Jenna, by the way. She was here with Belco. She had a birthday yesterday. They were here. We had lunch, a ribbon cutting, debuted our new studio, which is gorgeous. And thank you to Belco.
And should we give away 17 Belco chapsticks to like caller 10?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Either that or we could spread it out over a month or so.
Okay, all right. See, maybe we'll do that.
Someone that has chapped lips needs some chapstick.
We're saying that because they accidentally left their bag of, like, all. I mean, like, we have water bottles and we have all this stuff, the really good stuff. But that just cracked me up because I've never seen so much chapstick in my life.
Yeah.
Just a lot of it.
Yeah.
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 What is that?
Glad to see that they're spending all that interest.
She's going
to
lock you up for sure.
Yeah. Chapstick, water bottle. No, seriously. We have a beautiful studio.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks to Belco.
Yep.
You guys are great, man. All right, what was it? The Temu thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. I've never ordered from Temu. Now, I know you probably have,
I
right?
I have not.
You've never ordered?
I have never, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the rumors true?
Because I don't want them to have my credit card information. I'm seriously.
The rumor I hear is Temu is now just a big, fat, running joke. That if you order from Temu, then you're ordering the crappiest product there is on earth.
Is that true? It's hit or miss.
That's what I've heard, the hit or miss. But has anybody hit?
Brie has.
She has
a couple
hit?
Times on clothes.
On what?
Okay.
On clothing.
They fit, or they're right, what it looked like in the picture, or what?
Yeah, but there has been somewhere, like, they literally sent her, like, kid sizes.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
All right, what about some of the other stuff? All right, let's get away from clothes. Because clothes can be tough from anybody. They really can. I mean, my wife orders boots and stuff.
Yeah,
and she has to send them back all the time. Because it varies so much. But what about these things like a tiller? Like, I saw a
that's
tiller.
That's funny, because here's what I was looking at. We're so weird. I was looking at a remote control, tractor that has a big blade on the front.
Like a tiller.
Yeah, and it'll scrape your land for you. And I was like,
yeah,
no.
I saw that.
And so I spun the wheel and I got 100% off.
So no did I. I did too.
I don't want to go any further because I don't want them to have, get my app. So I got out. What happens with 100% off?
You get it for 100% off.
No.
You can't. It's
There's
free.
There's no way. It's a tractor.
There's got.
You can't have a tractor cost $200.
Then why would they have a wheel that says 100% off?
I don't know.
Well, that's what the question was. Yeah. The answer is not 100%.
I've never used the app myself.
So you get 100% off and all you have to do is pay for shipping?
Maybe that's what they do.
I would assume so.
The shipping is $200?
Yeah.
Is that what? I don't know what
the
scam is.
Maybe that's
the
scam.
But it feels that way to me. All right. Go to Texnado. I don't even have the number here in front of me. Somebody took it out of here.
303-222-5423.
Yeah.
Texnado, have you ever used Temu where it actually worked out that you got a super deal? I don't want to hear about the bad deals.
Okay.
It's all about the good deals because I'm seeing a motorbike on there. And again, it's just a mini bike, but it looks kind of cool. And it's only like $99.
Well, if you spin the wheel, it might be free, according to what I just did. It says it's free.
But everything I read, I mean, it's almost become a Temu running joke.
Okay,
online.
So here's what we'll do. I think this is a good idea. Like you said, we don't want to hear about the... No. Like, if you've had a hit, and then we can direct people to go order it.
Yeah, if you got, a tank top that didn't fit, that can happen.
Right,
okay?
Exactly. Okay.
I want the good stuff.
Let's hear. A lot of my stuff that I get from Temu comes in Amazon packages. Huh. If you want to get the flickering solar lights that look like they're flames, those work.
They do?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like that.
Yeah, let's see here. It's you get 100% off when you buy 8 other items.
Oh, so you got to buy some
so stuff. And it's probably the lowest one. That
you get 100% off. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys have already talked about this already. Well, I don't care. We're talking about it again.
No, we've not addressed it like this.
Well, we kind of have.
We have?
I remember, but it was a long time ago. I was talking about my girlfriend got a swimming suit. And
okay, we're out of stuff. How about that? So we went back to some old material. How about that? All right. You happy now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't listen then.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Happy birthday, Hayden. All right, what?
Christmas
decorations.
Temu.
Yeah, Christmas decorations. Bedspreads. Yeah, but aren't you guys afraid, like, when you buy, like, a bedspread or something that you sleep on, that it's all that Chinese chemicals and stuff that isn't regulated?
Yeah, I don't think I would go there. I don't think I'd buy clothes either.
Because the ink right. and stuff on mm-hmm. your body?
But things like garden hoses and some of the stuff that people are mentioning, like the solar lights and everything, that makes a lot of sense to me if you can get them at a great price.
BJ, this is for you. Inflatables. Apparently these people got inflatables. That
oh,
are
like
top
that you
notch.
Like you do for Christmas.
For Christmas,
yeah.
Halloween, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Let's see here. My husband orders tools. He even ordered a saw for super cheap, and it's amazing. I'm gonna get my remote control dozer.
You know, here's another angle too. That the saw thing. I bought some tools up there at Harbor Freight.
Oh, remember what Schmidel thought.
Yeah, I do.
I was hoping that you guys would never remember that.
It's literally on a promo.
That they're disposable. That you use them one time and then you throw them away.
Yeah, I thought that was their whole business model, was one-time use tools.
You're going to find this a little shocking, but the tools I bought at Harbor Freight are ideal.
Really?
They were fine. Huh. I bought a dolly.
Uh-huh.
I bought a dolly up there. It's great.
I bought ramps there and for my four-wheeler, and so, God, I sound like a man.
Yeah. But.
I need to fem up a little bit here.
Nah,
I sound like a big old butch dyke right now.
It's too late. Stick with who you are.
Anyway, they worked fine. Yeah,
that's what I've gotten several things. I got a socket set up there. It works fine. So I don't know what the why the blowback on this.
Don't buy any furniture from anywhere else but Temu. Outdoor furniture. Oh,
wow!
don't buy it anywhere else but Temu.
That's what it says.
That all comes from China anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if they're not. Well, now that it's going to be a 54% tariff, you might want to hurry up and buy it.
Yeah. You better hurry and get your patio set up. It's going to really cost you. Yeah. All right. Tabloid Trash is coming up next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.